from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, speaking of running fast, man, Bo and I got a chance to visit with Drake London yesterday. You don't want to miss this. I asked him right off the top, man. You're going without the sleeves the last couple of days. What's the deal?
Well, now I feel good because it's hot as hell out here. And I had to take them off. But, sleeves for me was like a swag thing coming in the league. And then, I had my little mishaps with them, so I took them off. But I usually wear them for practice because I like to sweat it out and, like, earn my work, That's the whole mindset behind it. But that day just kind of got me. And it's a no-go no more, so I'm done with them.
You said I'm going to have to sweat it out a different kind of way, man. Obviously, you've had a great career so far, but this camp's a little bit different. Coach Morris in the fold. Zach Robinson here is the OC. Just talk to us about some of the changes and maybe some of the things you've noticed so far that are a little bit different this year.
It's a big difference. I think it's a 180 flip, You have fun coming in the building. You have fun working. And you could just see it on all the guys' faces when they come in here, even the coaches. We go in here, we work, we know what we're in here for, and we have fun doing it. So that's all that really matters.
Well, speaking of difference, is that what's the difference in the meeting room with Kirk and going over plays and stuff and his leadership as far as the film study part of it?
I mean, this is going to be his 13th year coming up. So a guy who's that vetted, he knows what he's talking about and he knows what he's seen. So to be able to go in there and him take over the meeting room and just really talk to us about ball and what he knows and what he has seen, it is really, really special to us and it helps us grow as a team together.
Okay, now in that same vein, we were talking to Darnell on Saturday night. He talked about the fact that Kirk will throw the ball and he hasn't even located him, but he has that trust. Are you guys working with some of the same stuff?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And that's just Kirk as a player. We'll talk about it, but he knows he's playing for spots. He's not looking, waiting until a guy's open. If you're going to be open, he trusts you. And that's how you play, like, really good ball. And he does just that.
Drake, I've been saying it, for the last couple of years, nobody's better at 50-50 balls in the league than you, man. First of all, how are you able to do that? And then let's talk through kind of developing that repertoire with Kirk at the helm of saying, look, man, I can go up and get it with the best of them. I think he probably knows that if he didn't know before. It looks like to me he's been finding out during camp.
First of all, thank you. I think it's just my basketball background. I'm going to go get rebounds and stuff like that, but also I take pride in when the ball's in the air, no matter what, it's going to either be mine or it's going to be incompletion. It's going to be nobody else's. So I take a lot of pride in those situations, and I hope that Kirk sees it, and I think he does, so we're going to keep on building on that.
Speaking of your basketball, you went to USC as a guy playing on a scholarship of both ways. Was it an easy decision to give up basketball and stick solely with football? I mean, obviously it worked, but was it an easy decision?
It was a hard one. I was actually sitting outside of the basketball court talking to my parents about it when I was going to make the decision. It wasn't an easy one because basketball was one of my first loves, and that was a sport that I grew up really, really playing. But again, like you said, it all worked out for a reason, and I cannot be mad at it.
Out here, when you come to camp, you know, I know that it's in baseball, other sports like basketball, there's things you're individually working on. But when you come to camp, is there something in this camp that you're just trying to, you know, tweak a little bit better to get a little bit better at?
I think everything, honestly. I think I'm working on more growing every day as a player than worrying about what I did that day. I think I'm just trying to work on myself so when it becomes game time, then I'm ready for that. Not so much ready for every day of practice trying to do everything right. I'm trying to work on myself. So I think just growth as a player is what I'm working on this year.
I don't know how much Olympics you've watched, but one of the funny topics that keeps coming up with a lot of players is if you were given 4 years to train, what would be your sport? I think for you, it's pretty easy. You'd be team, you know, Team USA men's basketball. Is there anything else that sticks out of you? 4 years to train, though, without having to go to work, man, there's probably a lot of things Drake London can do.
Yeah, I would probably have to say basketball for sure. But if not, shoot, I don't know. There's so many games now. Like there's like skateboarding and a bunch of crazy stuff.
Breakdancing.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, if you give me 4 years, I may do breakdancing. I don't know.
All right, well, we've been asking everyone, and I already know your answer because it seems to be an overwhelming answer. But the Guardian caps, you all have to wear them this year. I think you can wear them in a game. Would you ever even consider wearing a Guardian cap in a game?
No, and they're trash. We already have a thing of our generation that this sport is soft and that our generation is soft. And now that they're adding this, and then at the same time, if we're conditioning our own head to hit with these Guardian caps, we choose not to wear them in the game, that first hit's going to be a little bit harder. So I feel that that's not really a safety precaution for us when it comes to the game. We know what we signed up for, so why wear this? I know you're trying to protect our heads, but we know what we signed up for. That's what I got to say.
That's a phenomenal point. All right, so one of the other questions we've been asking a lot of guys we've been hanging out with, Arnold Ebiketie, Jake Matthews, obviously Darnell Saturday night. Is there something you have to pack for training camp? I think Arnold said, you know, PS5, obviously he's like, that's where I get my Netflix. Jake's was a foam roller. I mean, is there anything that, you know, other than clothes that when you're packing, man, you spend 3 or 4 weeks away from family that you just have to have in the bag?
I'm big on white noise when I sleep, so I got to have my box fan, my white box fan. That's mandatory.
That's the best answer I've heard yet.
Yes, it is.
You were so excited.
Dude, because I'm the same way. You know how I am with the box fan. I walked up to Second Drew High School with a box fan the other night.
Maria.
Oh, my gosh.
We're waiting to do our Saturday afternoon. I'm trying to cut my grass. I got my AirPods in. You know, listening to music. And I get Mike Johnson. So, should I bring a box fan? Like, are we going to have one? And that's
First
the way.
First of all, why does your phone have a narrator? And well, second of all, it was not a voice
I like
message.
The voice narrator, yeah, too. Mike yeah, Johnson. Go ahead.
You know when you got an AirPod in and you get a text.
Oh, it reads it to you.
Okay, so it read it in my voice?
Well,
get out of here, this guy.
It was said in Siri's voice, but I heard your, you think we're going to need a box fan? Because, you know, I get hot and stuff. I don't know, man. Bring your damn box fan if you want it. What do I?
And I did. And I did, and you know what? He was like, you're hogging the box fan.
He did.
Get out of the way.
He did.
I was like, no, it's my fan.
Oh, so you were happy about the box fan.
Exactly.
Don't lie.
And it was hot.
I'm the one that ended up carrying it.
Listen, Drake London's answers I thought were so good. His Guardian cap answer kind of caught me off guard. He's like, look, we're known as being a soft generation, but we know what we signed up for. I don't want to go too far down that road, but I thought that he has obviously given a lot of thought to what he had to say. And that's what I have to say about that.
What surprised me on it is he gave a similar answer that Jake did, like an emphatic no. But what he did was he goes, you know what though, I want to say why, and I appreciated that. For one, there's so many guys in sports that don't like doing interviews,
mm-hmm.
and they'll give Mary, you know this better than anyone.
Very true.
They'll give you the no. And then they'll just look away. And that's all they're going to give you because they don't feel like they need to explain. And you know what? He didn't have to. But when he wanted to go in depth, I thought his answer was well thought out. And it almost felt like it was something that he needed to say, that we don't like these because we know what's said about us. And I appreciated that.
Yeah, I did too.
I think it's important too that he did explain it because there's a lot of people just saying, no, I don't like it. Well, we're all like, why?
Yeah.
What? Tell us why. And yeah, okay, maybe they're hot. Maybe, you know, there's not airflow like you guys were telling me off air. But I think it's important to explain why in his mind these are not important for them right now. Now, the league is trying to make it a thing and it is a thing right now. So that's fine. But the players obviously have opinions about it. We just didn't really know where their head was at until he explained that. I thought it was wonderful. I'm glad that Drake actually said that.
I can't imagine, and you know, the Chargers have the Guardian caps, and they have like the little skull caps over them that have Charger logo, make it look a real helmet. If our guys are telling us they don't breathe without those,
oof.
How does that even add it, making it worse?
Has to.
And now, luckily, the humidity in California is a little bit different than in Atlanta or Flowery Branch, Georgia.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res, Smart, Last, and Clean. When we come back, we'll hit a little bit of those Braves, tell you what the keys to success were for the Braves yesterday. We'll also go in the huddle. More people getting paid and, unfortunately, more injuries around the NFL. Stick with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.